I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he.
At the beginning of the 20th century, Joe Hill was a labor organizer for the International Workers of the World, one who was known for embedding his messages in music.
Joe Hill basically took songs that were popular songs of the day, whether they be hymns or Tin Pan Alley or vaudeville songs, and wrote new words to them. His most well-known song is probably The Preacher and the Slave, which was sung to the melody of In the Sweet By and By. And therein lies the parody, not only the words, but the fact that it was sung to a song that essentially said, don't worry about what's going on here, your reward lies up yonder, which was the antithesis of the politics and the work of the industrial workers of the world.
That's John McCutcheon, himself an accomplished songwriter and internationally known performer with a strong pro-labor bent. For two nights this coming weekend, he will take on the persona of Joe Hill in a new one-man play titled Joe Hill's Last Will. Scripted by another songsmith, Cy Kahn, the show will have a pair of preview performances at Sebastopol's Main Stage West Friday and Saturday nights. In 1915, Hill was convicted, perhaps unfairly, of killing a former policeman and executed by a firing squad. McCutcheon explains that the play is set on the night before Joe's death.
The conceit of the play is that he is speaking through the bars of his cell to a reporter who has come from a Salt Lake City paper to get his last words. And Joe is essentially playing with the guy. Yeah, I'll give you my last words, but basically for the next hour, you got to hear the story of my life. And essentially the story of the industrial workers of the world, their ideas about organizing and why they did it. And here was a song that was written for a particular strike that embodied these ideas and ideals.
This is McCutcheon's first attempt at acting of any sort, but he's relishing the new challenge.
It allows me to occupy the skin of an American labor icon, which is a humbling thing, being a union worker my whole life, to be able to animate that character, a character that's been dead for nearly 100 years and lives in the form of his songs, and be able to use his own words to explain himself.
A recent biography has suggested that Hill might have chosen not to fight the charges against him and deliberately became a martyr for his cause. If so, it apparently worked, as his name, and to a degree his songs, are still known almost a century later.
I never died, said he.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.
I never died.